Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app.
Here we go again. We start today's show with another tale of procrastination from Mahoney. Why do you do this to your wife? Why do you do this to yourself?
What do you mean, man?
You have...
I am an efficient individual, Dave.
You have had laundry sitting on your guest room bed for 2 months now. That's the text I got from your wife last night. Said I should bring it up. And you know what this is? This is shaming in the public square.
I don't agree with this. I feel like the bed, especially a guest bedroom, is a perfectly acceptable place to have laundry.
No. Mahoney, no.
Don't you Judas me.
Listen, sir.
Don't you come at me.
Two months?
2 months is ridiculous.
That's a lot of time.
That's a season.
Actually, it's much longer than 2 months.
Gasp. Really? That is a season. That's like winter clothes.
Literally, we haven't had anybody use our guest room in probably 3 years.
That doesn't
You're
mean it becomes your laundry room.
You're a liar,
room.
Sir. You told us just the other day on this very radio show that you went and slept in the guest room.
Yeah, I slept on top of my clothes.
You slept on top of what?
Extra
kind
cushioning.
Of chaos?
Extra cushion.
What's wrong with that?
Don't you do
like
this
that thing. Room
Judas.
Needs to just become something
just
else at this point.
No, this is horrible,
Mom. Because, again, the last person to stay there was probably my dad, is when he came and visited about 3 years ago, pre-COVID times.
Okay. You were supposed to have two friends in town not that long ago.
I did offer to let one of my friends stay there.
Were
and
you
then
just
going to
let them sleep on top of your clothes?
No, I would have cleaned it up.
By just shoved it under the bed?
You mean you would have, like, taken them and
thrown it in a closet.
Put it in the closet, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the most 15-year-old thing I've ever heard in my entire... You wouldn't have just put them away?
Nah.
What?
Well, that means that once you pull them out of the closet, you probably have to just... I mean, even at this point, how are you just not having to rewash it and then just put them away?
Well, I do wash it, but my wife just takes all the clothes and throws them on the bed when they're out of the...
Oh, that's the thing. That's the tea.
So you're sandbagging.
You have been cut out. You've been cut out of the laundry equation, so whenever... Like, if you were to put your hands on it out of the dryer, do you think that you would be
hang
more... You would instantly
for
hang
sure.
it out? So this is her fault?
Yeah. 100%.
Okay. I see.
This all leads back to her.
This is her problem.
This is a text here from 619. Your life is total chaos. You would drive me crazy if I was married to you.
Well, you're not, so.
But see.
But this is her trying to have an intervention right now. She's trying to get Dave, the ones that, you know, love you and care about you, put you in a circle and, like, close doors and be like, listen, we're here today on behalf of everyone who loves you.
Your judgment means nothing to me. When it comes to this particular matter.
I have a different theory. I think this is Mahoney trying to cut himself out of the laundry circle entirely.
Well, he's trying to prove that he is incompetent.
So what he's doing is she's taking all of the clothes out of the dryer. She's putting them on the guest room bed. And this is an old school Western standoff where he is waiting for her.
Just to put him away for her. This is...
And once she does that once, that's going to happen every time. But right now, we are in this months-long cold war between Mahoney and his wife, and what she's done now.
Baby, you do it so much better.
Yeah, you're just a lot better than I am, baby. Come on, baby.
No. I can hear it. Do you not wear them? Do you not wear those clothes anymore?
I do occasionally. I'll go in there. I mean, mostly it's...
What type of clothes is it?
Here's the thing. Mostly. I wear this... like Dave. Dave wears a black T-shirt literally every day of his life. I wear a Tommy Bahama and or a, you know, there's the Tommy Bahama polo golf shirt version called Sunday Swagger, which is a brand that I've found.
Handsome brand, yeah.
That I love, but that's pretty much all I wear 99% of the time.
Is it underwear? Is it socks?
Yeah, it's underwear, socks, and those shirts.
And those shirts. The shirts that you wear every day?
Yeah. But I have so many of them that they just, you
what
know,
a flex.
There's 50 of them on there right now, probably.
Oh, so you go through, this is you cycling through, like, the whole thing. Like, you'll put them on the bed. So they've been there for 2 months.
I've got about
months,
seven
kind of?
More shirts left in my polo arsenal.
Before you got to go to the bed, arsenal.
Before I got to go back to the bed. And probably at that point.
But
I
these shirts on the bed aren't ruined? Like, they don't need to be ironed or?
Nah, man.
No, not that material.
Yeah, it's like a wrinkle-free material. Which
good for
actually,
you. Good for
I mean,
you.
My pants get wrinkled and stuff like this. But I don't know. I don't feel like, again, we have a guest bedroom. We haven't had a guest in 3 years. We need more space in our house. I need to make that into, just a overall Mahoney storage slash clothes area.
Yeah, you can get it one of those, oh, like the beautiful Pinterest closets where you walk in and it's got all of your Sunday swagger, your Tommy Bahama shirts.
You have a drawer just for your two watches that you wear every day.
I kind of want a
spotlight.
I kind of want to make it into like a photo studio. So
a photo studio.
No, Mahoney, you have too much. You have too much tech. This is another. Another intervention.
You don't need a photo studio. You need a closet, my man.
Nah, I think a photo.
What would you do in a photo studio?
He'll end up having like all of his polos on the tripods, dangling from.
Take photos of everybody on the show.
You did that like once 9 months ago.
I have done it 8 times. It's not my fault. People keep quitting this bitch.
David Mahoney Morning Show.
This is such a creepy idea to me. Like if you had somebody that you love, let's call it a grandma or grandpa or whatever it may be, pass away. Amazon is now introducing a thing where you can have like your dead grandma's voice.
Don't like that at all.
Be the Amazon voice of your Alexa.
I do not like that
one bit.
That sounds
very morbid.
Problematic. Like
no healing, no grieving. Like I don't like that. I mean, even from like a psychological standpoint, having your grandmother who's passed telling you directions.
Yeah, I mean, just like how to bake something, like telling you about the Amazon specials. Because I don't know if you're Alexa, if you guys even have Alexas. I know that you don't.
I'm an Apple guy.
You're an Apple guy, but I've got a couple of the Alexas in my house, and it's always sort of hustling me to upgrade to Amazon Music Unlimited and stuff. And
you
I'm
would
like,
get like annoyed with my, your grandma.
If my dead grandma is selling me stuff, it would be pretty annoying.
What if you could have her set like to where she wakes you up in the morning?
Still, no.
Nah, man.
Even when my grandma was alive, I didn't want her waking me up in the morning.
That's one thing to have videos or audio recordings of loved ones who have passed.
Yeah, like I've got a voicemail on my phone that I still keep from my grandma before she passed.
Yeah.
You know?
You should back that up.
I should back that up.
Because sometimes they go away. Because it's like I think about stuff like that, and it's not something like you want to think about in general. But that's just a step too far as I'm concerned.
Do you think that somebody's actually going to use this feature?
Absolutely.
You really think
people
so?
People are weird, man. Yeah.
I just don't see that that's like a proper way of coping or healing or anything. Because like you said, like there are certain situations that I feel like would just cause you to end up not liking the voice that you're hearing, because it's just like through association, right? If your boss is calling you all the time, you're going to be like annoyed because whenever you hear your boss's voice.
What about when Apple had the ringers and the alarms, like basically from the same set of things? Yeah. So when you would hear somebody else's phone ring and it's your alarm,
trigger.
Drive you crazy.
How much that makes you just irrationally want to murder somebody?
Like the alarm. There's like that alarm.
See, I'm not even
playing Staying Alive.
I don't know. Like in goose form.
I couldn't even do it with the urn of ashes like on the mantle. Like I know that works for some people, but like not for me. Like,
but what if it falls?
Dude, what if it falls?
Like for real?
Also, or like what if I just like see it every day and it makes me sad every single time I walk into my living room?
Yeah, I don't want you to keep me anywhere. Just you don't even have to come get me. Just burn me up, cremate me, call it a day, and just be like, yeah, that dude
burn
was cool.
Burn you up? That's so
Well, that's what cremation is. I don't want to be buried. I don't want worms eating me.
I know, worm food.
And also,
let the worms eat.
You know how much you don't
let the worms eat.
You know how ridiculously priced caskets cost? You ever price out a casket?
No, but I know that they're ridiculous.
Yes,
they're like over $5,000.
Try about what you paid for your car for like a
nice luxury one.
No, like a mid-tier. Like
$20,000?
Yeah.
No way.
Like, dude, if you want like an upper mid-tier, you're looking at between 15 and 20 G's.
I swear on my dead body, if somebody pays $20,000 to put me into the ground only, because that's just what I'm going to be. That's my new home, a $20,000 home before I even get an actual home. I'm going to be so mad.
If it's only 20 G's, like straight up just bury me in a Nissan Altima.
For real.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone. Hey, people, if you're in a company truck, stay in the right lane. We know you can't speed. You know you can't speed. So get out of the way.
Message deleted.
I won't do business with a company if they have got one of those serial offenders. If you're in the left lane going the speed limit or slower, or you're pacing the car next to you, you're blocking the whole left lane, that's indicative of your whole last company.
Dude, you're driving in a company truck like a clown.
Yeah.
I'm never doing business with you.
Nope.
Ever. Or even worse, my favorite is the guy who has his company stickers on his, like if he's a realtor or whatever, he's self-employed and he's got them on his car or truck, and then they drive like an a-hole. I'm like, oh, I'm not.
I'm just
going
to call your cell phone and tell you.
I'm going to sign you up for all the spam and just waste your time because you're a clown.
Have you ever done that where you've called the back of a vehicle, the how am I driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also those signs, hey, pro tip for anybody who's out driving this morning, and if you're behind a truck, like, not responsible for damage from this truck, that is total garbage. You don't get carte blanche because you're
just
a big-ass truck.
Spraying rocks all over the place because you put a sticker on the back of your truck?
Yep. That does not hold up. So, in fact, you are responsible for the damage that your vehicle causes. Shocking.
Yeah, it's just how do you go after them? Because I had that happen to me one time. I was when I was driving my one of the nearest and dearest cars to my heart, Mahoney, my periwinkle blue Ford Probe GT, and behind one of those construction trucks, and it just started spraying rocks all over the road. And not only did one chip my windshield, it also like dinged up all the paint on my hood. And I called them and tried to tell them I was going to sue them and stuff.
Well,
and
but that was a different time, Dave. That was many years ago. What you need to do, and what we all need to do, probably the best thing you can buy for under $100.
You say dash cam?
100%. Got to get a dash cam.
You seem exactly like the type of person that would have a dash cam.
Dash cam front and back, baby. Front and back.
Front and back.
Yep. No, because most likely.
That did seem like an insult, didn't it? Because Audrey laughed like that was a hardcore insult, that you would have a front and back dash.
Yes. I mean, it just, but you don't yet. Yeah. I'm surprised you don't. You're flexing on the dash cams and you don't have one yet.
I don't yet, no. But that's something that I've been meaning to get for many years.
Your whole life is surveillanced.
I mean, I just did get several new Ring cameras at my house.
Several new?
Oh, yeah, every angle.
How many doorbells you got, man? Or are you doing like the exterior ones that hang out on the outside?
Are you like Abraham Lincoln of 2022 looking out for like John Wilkes Booth or something? Like, who do you think is out to get you?
First off, Abraham Lincoln did not know John Wilkes Booth was coming to kill him. He wasn't looking anywhere.
He didn't have a Ring camera or a front dash.
Yeah, he was watching a play, which, please, also, if I'm ever.
That's why you don't go to plays.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Actually, I do go to plays.
But you don't sit in the VIP seats.
No, because they're too expensive on Broadway.
Yeah.
Like, I went and saw Dear Evan Hansen, which, that was a mistake.
Okay. Good story.
if you would have ever watched Dear Evan Hansen.
You would know.
It's the saddest damn play that has ever existed ever.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, not only have I not seen it, 98% of the people listening to this have not only never seen it, have never heard of it.
It won a Tony, Dave.
It won a Tony. I'm going to go ahead and say 100% of the people that are listening right now have never watched the Tonys, except for when Tony Danza hosted. That was different.
Because it was Tony and Tony.
It was Tony on Tony.
I mean, what's his name? Wolverine hosts all the time. Hugh Jackman. Because he is...
You don't like Hugh.
No, I like Hugh.
He's
but,
a great singer.
Hugh.
But he's hosting the Tonys.
Yeah, you can't have a... And you
don't
can't,
act like you like it. You've never watched Hugh Jackman host the Tonys?
I've watched Hugh.
You in Wolverine? You've never watched
no,
him host
I've never,
the Tonys?
No, I'm not in Wolverine. And the, what's the one where he's singing and dancing?
Oh, what was that?
Great.
Mamma Mia.
No.
Was it Mamma Mia?
No. The one where it's like.
Wasn't he Mamma Mia?
And Zendaya's in it and Zac Efron.
That just sounds
The
exhausting.
Greatest Showman.
The
it's
greatest
so
showman.
Good.
Oh, I did see that.
That is so good.
That was good. Zendaya was in that?
He deserved a Tony for that. Can you get a Tony for movies?
What are you getting a Tony for? Just dancing?
No, yeah, it's only get a Tony for?
Tonys are for Broadway, people. They're for shows,
so
what
you
we
only,
were talking about.
You only get an Anthony if you perform well on Broadway.
Anthony.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you think about it, paparazzi are paid stalkers. How messed up is that?
Message deleted.
I think everybody's known paparazzi have sucked since the beginning of time.
Scum of the earth.
I mean, really.
Like you're out here like ruining people's lives, causing accidents and everything else. Yes, You want to make them mad. You're a professional internet troll.
What
is
are
what
those?
You, are.
The, you know, trying to get a reaction. You know what they remind me of? Paparazzi. What is that dumbass? What the Westboro Baptist Church? They're like the Hollywood version of the Westboro Baptist Church. They're just looking for somebody to react so they can sue them and or get. You know, they are just
get
absolute
the picture, yeah.
scum well, of the earth.
Scientology too. They like whenever you try and leave the Church of Scientology, they like. Send paparazzi after you.
Well, you know what? Part of the induction into it is like to level up is you telling them all of your bad things that you've done so that they use against you when they blackmail you
How
on the way out.
No.
Yeah. I am a perfect person.
Yep. Anybody
never
who
done anything
know.
Wrong, that's why I'm here to lead this church.
Yep.
I am the next. What is his name? John Malkovich? Mm-hmm. That's not his name.
Wait.
John Miscavige.
Miskovich.
John Miskovich.
Yeah.
I can't even. If I'm going to your church, you better have like a name like regular Schmegular. It's not John Miskovich.
Like Tony.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So I am specifically talking about this right now at this time on this radio show because I don't think that my wife is awake yet.
What do we got going on?
I don't think that she's listening right now.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure that my mother-in-law is not listening either. But my mother-in-law has decided she is coming on vacation with us again.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
No.
Is it, though?
Yeah, you got somebody who can help with the kids, wrangle them up, drink your booze.
No.
I mean, you're not living in an RV this time.
No, that's true. That's true.
You know, I feel like it's you've got like two more kids since the last time this happened.
There's not a lot of asking going on is kind of what gets me. It's just sort of like...
You're being told.
She'll be here Thursday, and then, you know, that's the whole vacation, and you're just like, all right.
Yeah, this is why, your wife just tells you last minute, so you can't say no.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
But that's what you got to deal with. You've had four children with that woman. She gets to make some decisions without your input.
But we can, like, go have a trip, right, without
nah.
it. No?
Yes. You can absolutely have a trip.
I can't go on a family trip. The only way that I can do that is if I get an actual RV and there's just not space.
But doesn't that feel like to me, though, like, I mean, you are going on vacation and, you know, but your wife needs a vacation, too. So having somebody
else. But is your mother-in-law the babysitter while you guys are out?
No, not really.
No?
No, it's not like my mother-in-law's there and then we're just like, oh, cool. Like, you take care of the kids and we're just going to go have fun. That's not how it works.
We'll make it work that way.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Pull the Uno reverse up in this bitch.
That's like
Uno reverse, man.
That's not how it works, man. I'm just telling you, it's not. So what happens is, it's just us with all of the same responsibilities, and then also my mother-in-law.
Another responsibility.
Bring your mom.
Yeah.
fly her in. Your mom deserves a vacation. Why aren't you being a good, thoughtful son like she's being a good, thoughtful daughter?
You know what I should do? And this is actually a power move. This is getting me thinking here.
What's that, Dave?
I should start flying in all of my brother's mother-in-laws as well.
Oh, actually, you know what?
Just bring your brother.
Your mom may be busy with your dad, and mm-hmm. she's across the country, but your youngest brother is here and can work remotely.
That is... I'm going to bring my brother Matt.
It's the movie quote quiz on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Okay, guys, it's a challenge where there's a little bit of nostalgia mixed in there. There's also some knowledge of what these movies are. The challenge, of course, is that we only have a few seconds to figure out what the movie is in the movie quote quiz. Audrey, you get the option. You want to go first or second on the first one?
Let's go first.
Okay, all right. I think probably a good choice. We'll see. If you need to hear it a second time, no problem, but you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after that. You are looking for the movie title. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Good luck.
Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a man so true. Gee,
that's all you get.
Is that Roger Rabbit?
No.
No, man.
You were in the similar vein, though. I'm going to come in here and swoop.
And all right, Mahoney, go ahead for the steal.
That was The Mask.
Yes. You were just talking about it the other day, Audrey.
Oh, yes, because Cameron Diaz, peak hotness.
Super by hot. The way, guys, Cameron Diaz, unretired. She is coming back.
She's coming back.
She's
okay.
She's
going to
do a
right.
Netflix movie, I think, with a couple other decent actors. So okay. She is. She will be returning to the silver screen.
Mahoney with the steal. 1 point for you, Audrey. I'm not going to say I'm disappointed, but I'm disappointed.
I mean, they're kind of the same movie. I heard cartoon.
Roger Rabbit and The Mask are not the same
movie. I mean, hottie, cartoon. Same. But different.
Hottie real life. I mean, I get what you're saying. Okay. Here we go, Mahoney. On to number two. Good luck.
School.
That's so easy.
Well, that part at the very beginning has been used in a lot of movies. I don't know if this is so easy or not. I think this is Kill Bill.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Don't give me that so easy. You just got the mask wrong.
That's less of a classic than Kill Bill.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Even
I don't think so. The Mask
no,
did
more
way
of a
more
cult classic, but the
no,
Mask.
No, no, no. I promise you, The Mask did more money at the box office
sure.
20 years earlier than Kill Bill did.
You looking it up?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to wait for the results here, or do
sure.
you want to go on to your third one?
No, I mean we can go ahead and go on to third one.
Okay.
Okay. Wait. Maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, I knew you were wrong, so I just sat there.
Hold on. Wait. It made $119 million in 1994, Kill Bill. Let's see what that made.
Because that was almost 10 years later. It was 2003.
Wait, it was like 2000. Yeah, it was. Oh, I was right.
Oh, yeah?
Kill Bill Volume 1, total gross domestically, $70 million. So even, don't you even have to adjust for inflation.
Wow.
And your inflation. Audrey.
You only get silence from me.
Okay. Here we go. On to number three, Audrey. Need you to get a point here.
How long have you had these droids?
About three or four seasons.
They're up for sale if he wants them.
Let me see your identification.
You don't need to see his identification.
We don't need to see his identification.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
Move along.
Do I have to know the specific
yes.
Star Wars?
Yes.
That's not fair.
100%.
Can I just do the number?
Yes.
Star Wars number 4.
Yes.
There you go.
It's A New Hope.
Yeah.
Audrey on the board with one. Here you go, Mahoney.
Dude,
on
the
number
grimace
four.
On her face, I was going to walk out of this.
You're
studio.
Quit. That was it.
I was going to walk
that
out
was
this
be the end of it.
I was going
right
to walk out yep. this bitch.
Okay, Mahoney, if you get this point, you win. If not, Audrey can steal, and then we go to the tiebreaker, okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
Huh. For tonight's game.
Delivery, Andy.
Look at these.
Andy! Oh my God!
Where do you want them?
100 times more beautiful than 100 roses.
Catchy. Oh. The guy's in advertising.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Dude, why are you trying to do this to me?
What do you mean, why am I trying to do this to you? You had Kill Bill last time.
Okay.
Okay.
He gave her Star Wars.
Yeah.
He gave her Star Wars.
She almost got that wrong. That wasn't easy for her. That would have been easy for you.
Play this one more time.
You want to hear one more time? Okay.
Huh. For tonight's game.
Delivery, Andy.
Look at these.
Andy. Oh, my God.
Where do you want them?
100 times more beautiful than 100 roses.
Catchy. The guy's in advertising.
5 seconds.
How to lose a guy in 10 dates?
No.
No.
Audrey for the steal.
How to lose a guy in 10 days.
There you go.
Oh, give me some. Yo, both.
Just like The Price is Right, you got to
no.
read what's on the board.
You, dude, you put that, you know This is trying. You're trying to rig this against me, and I got it.
No, you didn't.
I got it.
You said you said the wrong
Jennifer
title.
Jennifer Lopez and
no,
Matthew
it's
McConaughey.
Not.
Or, no, Jennifer Hudson. Whatever name.
Jennifer Hudson.
No, it's not.
Kate Hudson. Whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry,
Garbage.
Mom.
Garbage.
It's close.
Play the last one.
Last one. Ring in whenever you think you know the answer. This is for the win. Audrey has two. Mahoney has two. Tiebreaker. Here we go.
Mahoney. Jurassic Park.
It is not. Audrey, I'm going to play this out, but you win either way.
You have to move.
Audrey.
Audrey?
That's the Titanic.
That's Titanic.
Dude. This is such garbage. This is such garbage.
Audrey's so good at this game.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
So R. Kelly sucks. We've known he sucks for a long time. The sentence has been handed down, and he is going to federal prison for 30 years. See you never, you douche.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
So, good news.
Does that seem kind of low, though, for considering
years?
All the things that he did?
30 years for being a pedophile.
Yeah.
For 30 years.
Doesn't seem like enough to me.
Yeah, I mean, 30 years is still a long time, though, right? I hope that he serves every bit of it. And I hope that he gets treated in prison like many people who commit those heinous crimes are treated.
He's R. Kelly, though, do you think? I mean, look
I
how...
I don't.
There's a different... I think, honestly, though, since it was like... There was a fair amount of underage people there... I think it's a different situation than what we saw with, like, say, a Bill Cosby, who was treated pretty well, even though he's equally guilty, and it's insane that he's out on the streets right now.
But what's kind of wild is that there is a lot of people who have known about R. Kelly for so long and
enabled.
Mm-hmm. And even in the music industry, still played his music.
Even after he got busted for a lot of this stuff, there were still people that were turning a blind eye to him continuing to do it. So
30 years, he'll be 80?
Got to be, right? He's got to be over 50. Got to be. Or at least around 50 years old.
He's pretty, I mean, he's significant. I know he's well older than us. He's 55.
So 85?
85.
He's basically going to spend the rest of his life in jail.
So hopefully he dies in prison.
Speaking of dying, good news, Travis Barker is not dying.
Thank goodness. I mean, this is a crazy situation, you know, kind of cryptic when he tweeted out a couple days ago.
Yeah, what's happening?
He was going to the hospital.
He has inflammation of the pancreas, and it happens because you have a colonoscopy, which is pretty normal for somebody his age, right? But the symptoms include nausea, intense stomach pain, vomiting. But he didn't know what was going on. Obviously, he knew he had the colonoscopy, but sometimes you can get an infection from that, and that was exactly what happened. So it was a pretty scary situation because he was, like, doubled over in pain. Had no idea exactly what was going on. But
and the first thing he thinks to do is tweet?
I mean.
Well, it was like, you know, please save me. And then his daughter tweeted out, that she needed prayers for him.
That's kind of on brand for Travis Barker,
it comes to your pancreas, though, like, I mean, especially like pancreatic cancer, which, dude, that's what killed like Steve Jobs. That's like what kills anybody who's rich.
Patrick Swayze,
Yeah. I mean, like, that's the one that, like, there's really.
Anytime that you're talking about an internal organ that's inflamed, it doesn't seem great.
They're just horrible. You
know? I don't know, man. I just feel like there's something interesting about being doubled over in so much pain and on your way to the hospital. And the first thing you think, that's just the most 2022 thing ever. The first thing you think to do is tweet.
That's just kind of who Travis Barker's become, though, right?
I don't know. I mean, he's not the only one to do it. I'm just saying that. I just think that's a very 2022 thing to do.
Glad that he is hopefully on the mend.
So, Mahoney, I think you'll appreciate this. Carol Burnett, who has been iconic in the comedy world for decades.
I mean, if you've never stayed up past midnight watching Carol, like infomercials and seeing the DVD set for the Carol Burnett show, you have not stayed up late.
And I love this because it somehow just works so perfectly. She's joining the cast for the final part of this last season of Better Call Saul.
Oh, yes.
And isn't that just perfect?
Carol Burnett's going to be, oh, my. I mean, I'm so excited. Where season 6 left us, Vince Gilligan, the creator of Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad, you're a real son of a bitch for making us wait. But I will say, I appreciate the kind of suspense building up to the final half of the final season.
And they're not making us wait long. So July 11th is when it's going to return. And Carol Burnett is in the cast. Then we also, of course, know, in case you missed it, though, Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul are going to come in as their characters of Walter White and Jesse Pinkman as well. And I think that this is going to be a fantastic send-off to Better Call Saul, which I totally turned the corner on it. When I first came out, it seemed a little too campy for me.
The arc, I mean, trust Vince Gilligan and that he knows what he's doing. And I think it, as far as enjoyment goes, man, it's right there with Breaking Bad. I think, actually, I just love the character of Saul. But speaking of Jesse Pinkman, the actor Aaron Paul, I watched the first episode of Westworld season 4.
Is he still in it?
He is still in it.
Okay.
And because he comes on in season 3. And I don't, like, I love that show, but I didn't know what the hell was going on at all.
That's been my problem with Westworld the last two seasons.
I don't know if it's just been so long since we've seen season 3. I'm like, I don't remember any of this stuff. I don't know what's going on. And there's no nudity. So
there's no robot nudity?
Not in episode 1.
I'm out.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I watched the Twitch stream, twitch.com/Dave Mahoney, and forever ago, I asked if I should leave a voicemail playing the harmonica. So I suck, but this one's for you.
Message to piano man.
Seeing la 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 la. Name a better bar song that would just get everyone going than that.
That's Piano Man's better.
I mean, I think Piano Man's better, but more people will sing along to Don't Stop Believin' because
more people start singing Don't Stop Believin', everyone starts swaying to Piano Man.
Can we, Dave, can we play some more of that that sweet, sweet harmonica? Because
I mean, shout out to the girl who said she was listening to the show, watching it on Twitch, and then decided, because I don't remember what the topic was. We were talking about loving harmonica because we do. But
there's
then,
not enough harmonica. We were probably talking about John Popper from Blues Traveler.
Probably.
Which, the greatest harmonica player of the last 20 years that we can name. The only
she's in here right now in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. That's Mackenzie.
Oh.
She's saying, hey, that's me on harmonica.
Play a little of that harmonica. I'm going to set the mood. Because don't you just feel kind of like, just play it. Feel like we're on a train car. We've got like a stick with a bandana on the end. We're crossing state lines, not knowing where we're going next. Just
we're hobos
with our fellow hobos playing some sweet ass harmonica.
Ooh, that is so good.
Not enough harmonica in the world.
There's really not.
We need more.
Any song that has a harmonica on it, I'm in on.
Hades says we need more kazoo. We do not need more kazoo.
Man, a kazoo and the recorder need to go away.
There are two things that we definitely, I think we can all agree we need more of. More harmonica, of course.
More accordion?
More saxophone.
Sax.
Sax hits.
I love a good sax, man.
Yeah. Sax me.
Not having a lot of sax in Japan these days.
No.
Yeah, the young people, they're bored with it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
They don't like the wind instruments.
Yo, Mahoney, I checked out the Tommy Bahama store this weekend.
My man.
Those shirts are expensive, man. I didn't know you were balling like that. What's your secret? How are you making that money?
Okay.
Unless you got a guy that's got a hookup. Let me know.
Message deleted.
You are right. I mean, that fine imported silk does not come at a cheap cost. But I bought all mine. I always buy mine like at the end of a season or at the Tommy Bahama outlet store that they, if you could find an outlet mall that has a Tommy Bahama store.
Also, Mahoney's double income, no kids, and he literally spends all of his money on computer monitors and Tommy Bahama shirts.
Video equipment.
Video equipment.
Photo equipment.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Bourbon. Golf stuff.
Okay, dude.
You haven't bought bourbon in...
No,
I mean, I have 150 bottles of it.
You buy, like, excessive amounts of things, too. You
like
just bought a boat.
That's not excessive.
Yeah, I haven't spent $100,000 or $500,000 on whatever that stuff is. Yeah, I'm only spending, you know, $1,000 at a time, 100 times, Dave.
Is that what it is?
That's on shirts. But, you know, Here's the thing that
every
makes
time
me
Mahoney
sad.
Comes on my boat, he wears 30 Tommy Bahamas stacked on top of each other.
If you do want to get yourself some nice Tommy Bahamas, go down to the Goodwill or a Salvation Army or places.
Because all those old guys be dying. Yeah. You get a dead guy's Tommy Bahamas.
And the family doesn't know the worth of these beautiful shirts, these beautiful drapes that that will cover my pasty ass corn dog shaped body. Mm-hmm. They don't know that I paid
How much is a Tommy Bahama? Like, if you go to like the regular Tommy Bahama,
you want a
brand
new one?
Yeah,
about $125.
$125 US.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got 50 of them. So do the math.
That's a flex.
You have overspent.
Yeah.
Hey Dave. So how old is your neighbor who walks around naked all the time? Okay. The only reason I'm asking is that maybe he's just a descendant from Woodstock '69.
Message deleted.
He's a little older, I would say probably early 50s, my naked neighbor.
Dude, anybody who was at Woodstock right now, like who was like there.
The original Woodstock, you got to keep your clothes on.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media. At Dave and Mahoney.
I don't know what's going on with my hair today, man.
What do you mean what's going on with your hair?
Kinda,
it looks fine.
Looks kind of weird.
Same as it does every day.
No, man, there's just something going on.
What'd
with
you
it
like? Use a different product?
No, nothing different. I guess I just did it poorly because I kind of do my hair in the dark, you know, when I'm getting ready.
That's
not a great idea.
I can't even comprehend that.
So the reason I bring it up, though, is because my kids went and got their haircut yesterday.
All of them?
And well, two out of the three that can get their haircut. And kids have it made. I mean, we're talking about, like, I was comparing this to adult haircuts and kid haircuts. And, I mean, the best that we can do for adult haircuts is maybe there's a TV somewhere. Maybe.
You want to watch TV while you're getting a haircut?
They have like the dude barber shops and the dude places where they've got like the TVs everywhere sports.
That's
and
as far as
you
gone.
Get like a lollipop and a girl half dressed.
What?
What is that? You've never been to a Sports Clips. That's not what's going on there.
No, it's not called Sports Clips. There's a place literally called, like, I'm sure it's, I think it's called Roosters, and it's legit that. Like, it's like girls who dress up like Hooters girls and cut your hair.
See,
you
I don't
do,
know.
Like,
if
a lollipop and smack you across the face.
I don't know if I'd trust that. I'd be like, hey, man, like, I want. It's like with Hooters, there's only so much skill that it takes to go run and get some wings and bring them to my table. Like, you can be mostly hot, and that's it. You don't really have to be good at anything else. I can't be like, oh, yeah, my haircut sucks for 3 weeks, but the girl that cut it was smacking me across the face.
Okay, so pick a lane, Dave.
Hold on.
What do you want?
I'm here at roosters.com.
Oh, boy.
Excuse me, roostersmgc.com.
Okay.
And the guy who's the person who's getting the haircut, there's an old-ass dude who's cutting his hair behind him. Hey, you know, chicken, a Hooters waitress.
No, that's. Are you trying to fact check me? I don't know. It might not be called Roosters specifically, but there was a place in my hometown that legit. It might not be called Roosters, Mahoney. Sorry if it's not the correct name.
There
was a place that's like that. That's like
I did
girls
used to go to a Roosters in Houston, and it was kind of a mix. Like, I think that maybe it was supposed to have that vibe, but they couldn't find anyone because everyone was actually working at Hooters. But the kids yesterday when they went to get their haircut, like, they've got little fire trucks that they get to sit in with working horns, little phones, all this stuff. I'm like, man, I'm so jealous. Can you imagine if we actually like went into a place where you got to like fully immerse into like a spa experience and get your hair done while simultaneously fully relaxing and watching or being entertained by something?
Man, it's Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Just go to a spa at any casino.
That's not how it works, man.
You ever got your hair cut at a spa?
Yes.
I have.
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Yeah. You can go gamble right outside.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
So, Mahoney, you said it perfectly. This one is just fishing with dynamite. I don't think we've ever seen a post like this in the Missed Connection Inspection before, but this is not just man for woman. This is man for all women. Are you a beautiful woman that has posted a Missed Connection on Craigslist? Did that guy you lusted after never get back to you? Well, I'm sorry that I missed your Missed Connection post. I'm way too busy to read every one of these posts, so I'm just going to make this simple. I thought you were hot, too. I can't remember where you saw me, but I'm sure that I noticed you, too. So if you will just remind me of where we saw each other and what exactly you look like, a photo would be great. I'm sure we can pick up right where we left off, and you can take me home with you. I will be everything you dreamed of, dude, waiting for you.
You know, Dave, the Missed Connection Inspection, where people are online trying to find love, there's never been one single post from anybody who's over a 6.5 on Craigslist, woman looking for a man. Not once ever in the history of the internet. Never.
I don't know, man. Audrey, you would never in your entire life get on Craigslist, and if there was a dude that you saw and you felt like there was a real connection, I mean, maybe not Craigslist, but something similar, you wouldn't throw it out there that, hey.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, that dude's going to seek her out. Like, you know what? If he's worth his while, he's going to find her, because that's what we do. Because they have what we need, not the other way around. They figured that out. Like, women do not need men. Like the human species can't continue without us.
I mean, I'm not sure that's entirely true. I think there's certain parts that they need.
I need help, putting light fixtures up and
that's the part
changing
I was talking
light
about.
Bulbs.
Yeah. Anything involving a ladder.
You got one of those. You got one of those poles that you change light bulbs with. You know what I'm talking about? That has it circles around it.
No, dude, I can't even change the light bulb on my end table, my nightstand lamp.
It's always hot.
I'm always twisting it.
It's not hot if you turn it off.
I can't turn it off. It's too scary in the dark.
It is. And I always do it where it's like that tilted. Like it's like accidentally like tilted.
The shade.
So I gotta unscrew it again.
Yeah, the shade is always tilted. That thing is the
you
most
can take
unlevel.
The shade off. You guys are a mess.
That is the most
what
unlevel thing
you?
In the world.
It's so tilted.
I'm right there with you. It's tilted.
You are in your 30s. You are in your 40s. Be better.
Nah.
Dude, what are we going to do if we ever need some light bulb change, Mahoney?
Dear Craigslist, I'm looking for a light bulb changer, if you know what I mean. No, really, I just need someone to... So this next one is a woman for a man. And the description that she put forth here of this dude that she saw in this thrift shop is really something special. So see if you can get kind of a visual of this guy. I was scrounging through a thrift shop, and there was a guy there. He looked like Bruce Springsteen with a dramatic mane of gray hair, or maybe an auto mechanic. The kind of guy that's happy playing with cars all day, heavy metal rock and roll, and an affinity for reptiles.
No.
In love with Ozzy, unambitious, in a deep relationship with marijuana, bright but doesn't care. He was fiddling around with radios, and we looked at each other a lot. We even chatted. It's unfortunate, but I have strong opinions about footwear. What? If you're the kind of guy who wears tasseled loafers, I hope you're childless. Some issues need to be starved out of the gene pool. On the other hand, the right tortured, unassuming sneakers or work boots can trigger an avalanche of fantasies that you're better off not knowing about. Snake, as I call him, was wearing a cheap plastic pair of sneakers that screamed, "Hospital worker," at the tail end of a prescription drug habit. I felt myself recoil, and again, I'm looking for you.
What in the world is this post?
There's more.
You had killer calves,
an interesting backpack, and an absolutely awful smile. And then we went somewhere unexpected, somewhere unplanned. It wasn't love, but it wasn't just play either. He changed me, ultimately for the better, and that's all I ask of anyone. And it's a hell of a lot.
Doesn't this sound like that guy, his name's Snake, the dude from The Simpsons with red hair, who's always wearing the blue jean, sleeveless
little
jacket?
A little bit, yeah.
Is that who you're looking for? Yeah. Are you really into anime? Also, I don't want to, I'm just going to assume this person's an a-hole, because what's wrong with loafers, man? Like, driving shoes? Well, my wife's been trying to get me into driving shoes for
years. Driving shoes?
Oh,
you
yeah.
don't need driving shoes?
No, they're like loafers.
What are you talking about?
You don't need penny loafers, Mahoney.
No, they're not penny loafers, they're driving shoes.
Actually, you need some penny loafers.
And I can wear like some leather gloves.
Leather gloves?
Yeah, driving gloves.
You were wearing gloves at one point. Did you forget about that?
I've got my gaming set up better now that I don't have to wear my compression gloves because I'm playing too much Call of Duty.
This person also in the review said something about this man's feet being trapped like a nurse on the end of a bad drug bender or something.
A hospital worker at the tail end of a prescription drug habit, yeah.
That is... very specific type of shoe.
I also like how this is like
just a croc.
Very, very complimentary at times, then also incredibly insulting. You had killer calves, an interesting backpack, and an absolutely awful smile.
Horrific, simply horrific
just
smile.
Teeth everywhere.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
The 30 minutes when kids get dropped off and picked up from school has the highest concentration of MILFs and DILFs in your area.
That is absolutely true.
It's like fishing with dynamite.
Yeah, if you're a single mom or dad and you're dropping your kids off at school, like you're always looking at that left hand being like, oh, you're single too and we have similar age children. What up?
Okay, but does the ring on the finger matter or not? Because Mahoney is married and he doesn't wear one.
I wear it when I'm in like...
public.
Like when I go out, but since I'm
if he's dropping kids off at the school, his wife would make him wear the ring.
My wife doesn't make me wear my ring. No, she'd make you. She doesn't make me wear my ring ever unless I want to.
Mm-hmm. You keep telling yourself that.
Am I wearing it right now?
No, because there's no one around that wants to sex you.
Oh, what? Oh, well, I take offense to that. Okay. I'm going to HR.
Do you not see the photos of the Randys behind him?
Anti-sexual, whatever.
Harassment.
Yeah.
The Randys behind him, I don't know if you can see those. They're always. Yeah. We have a nice package that was sent to us of a guy who was promoting himself. It's just four photos of his face. But they are always looking at the back of you, and they kind of look sexual.
Wait, is that the same? That's not the same
guy.
That's the same guy?
Four different photos.
Yeah, one dressed up as Santa Claus.
That's the same Randy. I've been thinking those four different Randys this whole time.
It's a single Randy.
It's one guy.
One singular Randy.
I'm so disappointed.
It's like the Ramones.
Yeah,
the Randys.
Yeah, they're out of San Diego.
Oh man.
Yeah, but they like Mahoney. He likes them.
I never listened to the CD they sent.
You didn't?
No. Sure, it's great.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You know, being a single man myself, I can't have a box of tissues in my room without it looking suspicious.
Message deleted.
Nah, man, it's allergy season.
Mm-hmm.
I think socks are way more suspicious.
That's just because your experience with socks.
Is the nostalgia?
Yeah. I have that weird guilt whenever I'm in if I'm in a hotel room and I blow my nose. I'll do that thing where, like, I'll pull out the tissue that is still to come.
Stop.
So it looks decorative, so that way it doesn't look like I took a tissue out.
So
what's up with that?
I mean, I don't know.
It's a tissue, which also, how small is your load of laundry to where you're needing one singular tissue?
Yeah, you got to go. You got to, like, double or triple up on that.
Yeah,
right?
it's not a singular tissue.
Also,
so you grab a few out of there, but then the one that's to come out next.
Nah, man, they're too soft. You need something a little bit harder.
Yeah,
like a sock.
Tissues? Tissues?
Yeah, too soft.
A handful of tissues is too... Okay, come on.
Too soft.
You're ridiculous.
Too soft? What are you worried about?
It's not a fire hose down there. Relax.
You'll get, what is it, like shrapnel? Or what are you, I don't know what the proper... You know, like...
Stop it. I am so dead.
All I'm saying is that I don't know why when I was a teenager, why the sock was my, like, go-to...
Because it was easy. It was
toilet paper and or tissues, though.
But,
like, why?
Do you realize the sort of trauma that you put your mother through?
Yes! Oh. I do now.
When she is loading...
Ew, stop.
Oh, no.
Wrong word. But when she is putting all of the clothes into the washer, and there's just this one sock
don't like it.
Is that why we call it a load of laundry?
I don't like it, man.
Please leave a message.
But it feels kind of like, though, Dave, whenever you're doing like a Bavarian cream filled donut or something like that, but like substitute sock for self.
Do you just wipe it up like it's
like a Clorox wipe?
Stop.
No. It's good.
I don't,
with the
as
sock?
A woman, I don't
with
know
sock?
What you guys do with the
it
sock.
It goes over. It goes over.
No, like, you're holding it with one hand.
The other hand?
It's like a catcher's mitt.
I'll put it on. Like it's like a on a little
like
tiny.
Like a dog poop bag?
Yeah.
You put your for catching it.
Meanwhile, that's what I did.
I actually put my own like it's going on a little tiny leg.
Can we just end this whole thing right now? I'm
you're out? Okay, that's
I'm
it.
Done.
All
right.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So if you were listening to the show yesterday, Mahoney was talking about being assaulted in his sleep by a large, probably Volkswagen-sized spider that just dropped
size
down onto your belly.
Tarantula. Yeah.
Clydesdale.
Yep.
Dropped from the ceiling onto my stomach in the middle of the night.
Yep.
Bit me on the belly button.
Yep.
And then scurried off into parts unknown in my house.
Wife didn't believe you.
So I was very upset with what was going on. And
didn't she kind of get upset at you for getting so upset because you sort of freaked out?
I jumped out of bed and I turned on my, the flashlight on my phone, and I'm looking around the whole bed to make sure she was safe. Because I had just been,
assaulted.
I'm a large man, so the venom's going to take a little bit longer to set in for
me. And you didn't even get any superpowers from
it. She is a petite woman, and so I was unable to. I was just trying to save her life. So I'm shining the light around in the bed.
Av said, oh, damn, a Spidesdale.
That's what it was.
Oh, but okay.
With a lot more legs.
That's right.
So you're looking up for your wife. You were being her hero.
Yeah, I'm looking around, and she thought I was hallucinating. So yesterday, if you saw on our Instagram, at Dave Mahoney on Instagram, there was a picture of me trying to film my belly button that Dave took here in the studio.
Well, I just look over. Mahoney's got his shirt up, and he's zooming in on his belly button. And I'm like, what are you doing? And then he told me that he was taking a photo for, or video, for his wife. And I looked over, and I mean, it was pretty red. Is it still red today?
It's getting worse.
Can we see it? Twitch.tv/David Mahoney?
That would violate the terms.
No, it would not violate the terms of service.
It's nipples
only.
You're not allowed to see nipples.
Man,
you can show belly
anything,
button.
Any sort of skin that's in a sexual manner, and everybody knows that my belly button is all very about sexual. That sexual
yeah. Okay, so what if you were to step off camera for one moment and show Dave and I your belly button so we could give it a description?
I mean, so we can
explain to the audience here.
All right, off camera. He's off camera.
Shirt's coming up.
All right, hair everywhere. First of all,
I didn't know you had an innie outie.
It's like a happy innie outie.
Yeah, what's going on with your belly button, man?
I'm getting fat, and so it's pushing it out.
It's pushing out like you're pregnant.
Has it always been like that? That's amazing.
Yeah, it's like it's a nice middle ground of stuff.
But like,
yeah, you can see like right there. It's like, you know, it's not great.
Dave,
it's
you can see it a little bit. It's turning black.
Yeah, it doesn't look healthy.
Are you gonna?
But my wife, I will say, as you know, because she saw the video on our Instagram yesterday, and she did apologize to me for thinking that I was hallucinating the spider.
So what are you going to do? Because Dave's right. It does look a little black or gray.
Yeah.
Are you going to lose your innie outie?
I'm hoping it's kind of like necrosis sets in and starts to eat away at my belly fat. So this is like
a new form of cool sculpting. Those pictures of that guy who got bit by the brown recluse and then his like hands started just kind of like all the skin started to go away. Mahoney's hoping that. But
yeah, if there was ever a place on me that I could afford to lose some flesh and skin, it's my belly.
So, what's
wrong with people? Like Denise in the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney said, Dave, smell it and see if it smells.
Yeah, man.
I can't imagine. No, you come in here and smell it.
This is why I'm in my own box. I am now in the lady in the box. I'm in the zoo.
Producer studio.
The zoo chambers over here. And it's specifically so I don't have to smell your old smells. It's not because Ian decided up and quit. It's because I didn't want to have to smell you two anymore.
I smell great.
Dave's sniffing his armpits now.
Fine. I put on deodorant.
You guys are dudes. Yeah. You just smell like dudes.
You smell like dudes. That's hurtful.
I don't wear my expensive cologne in here. But
why is that?
Because it's only for special occasions.
I think she's asking, like, could you?
No. I actually passed by the male section of, like, it was Creed? Is that what you said it was? And I was like, oh, my gosh. I didn't look at the price tag of it, but I was like, it's in the middle of the aisle, and it was like a trap. Like, they were trying to trap people into smelling it without any price tag on it. Is that how?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no. I mean, I smelled, you know, MLB pitcher Lance McCullers when he used to be a regular on our show when we lived in Houston. And he smelled wonderful, and he was a handsome man to top of that. So that's what got me on it, and we were getting vastly overpaid at the time when we were working there, which is why they fired us. But you know, it was like $400 or $500 for
that's
cologne.
A lot
for a bottle.
That's a lot for a cologne. I'll tell you this: Mahoney's wife this past weekend, said, "Dave, you smell good."
Is that like okay? I don't think that there's anything wrong with telling someone that they smell great. Like, I feel like that's a normal, fine thing. But you guys always mention that it's kind of, like, creepy.
A little creepy.
I don't think so. I think that that's, like, one of the best compliments.
No, I'm with you. It's like, as a woman tells me I smell good and she's hot.
She gonna get
that's,
it.
That's, but you don't still find it sexual?
Yeah. I don't feel like it's sexual.
I mean, first off, any compliment that comes my way.
I mean, obviously
I know that Mahoney's wife is not trying to hook up with me, but I was like, that's very nice of you to say. Thank you. So I banged her, and yeah, I just like,
son of a love it mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
So this game would be very easy for both of you if you didn't have such dirty minds. Now, you're playing together today. Everyone that's listening along and watching along today, you're welcome to weigh in as well. 833-YO-DUMMY. You can call or text that number anytime. Twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. Also on social media, at Dave Mahoney. So we have three individuals, all of them pretty big stars in their own right. You're trying to figure out what's actually being talked about in these clips without getting distracted.
Okay.
So first up, we have San Diego Padres star Fernando Tatis Jr., and you're trying to figure out who he is talking about, okay? So he is talking about somebody, trying to figure out who he is talking about.
What are the conversations you and him have about both of you, obviously,
But I know he's probably saying more times than not, you know, he the big right now until you catch him.
He is the big man, like you said. Until I put better, he's still better than me. So everything I know about is because of him.
So Fernando Tatis Jr. is talking about somebody. Is he talking about A, his college baseball coach who taught him how to hit home runs, B, his dad being the one who is still the baseball star of the family, or C, his teammate, Manny Machado, always telling him that he's a better clutch hitter?
It's got to be between Manny or his dad.
You want to hear it one more time?
Sure.
What are the conversations you and him have about both of you, obviously, but I know he's probably saying more times than not, you know, he the big right now until you catch him.
I think it's his dad.
He is the big man, like you said. Until I put better, he's still better than me. So everything I know about is because of him.
I think it's his dad.
Former St. Louis Cardinal, Fernando Tatis Sr. We'll go with that.
His dad, still being the big baseball star of the family, is correct. Well done, guys.
Yeah, because if you got to give your dad props.
Yeah. Well, his dad was an incredible ball player as well.
I grew up watching Fernando Tatis Sr. He wasn't senior then. He was just Fernando Tatis.
And his son is still chasing a lot of the records that he hit.
That's when you know you're old, when you're like, oh, yeah.
He's not a senior. He was just Fernando Tatis.
And then his son becomes one of the best baseball players in the league.
Okay. So next up, well done on that one, is Harrison Ford. And Harrison Ford is on Jimmy Kimmel's show here, and he is refusing to talk about something. Let's have a listen.
And I would love to know what your plans are for this.
You know, I can't.
You can't say what's going on?
I you know, there's nothing. I can't.
Well, we have some people in the audience like to ask you some questions. Would you be all right taking some questions from the audience? Any
just
rules?
No, I can't.
Okay, all right, yeah, real problem. I think we have, we have a gentleman right there.
Do you like in movies?
So Harrison Ford, he was refusing to talk about something on Jimmy Kimmel. Was it A, the recent reports that Viagra had fallen out of a piece of his luggage, B, he won't talk about the new Star Wars movie, or C, doesn't want to talk about his relationship with Clarissa Flockhart?
Oh, gosh. It's got to be...
Nobody's asking about Ally McBeal in 2022. It ain't Viagra either.
You think it's the Star Wars?
Harrison Ford still.
You think he still gets
still Han Solo in it? I think it is. He will not talk about the new Star Wars stuff.
That is correct. Well done.
Why was he being so weird?
Doesn't he sound a thousand?
Yeah, I mean it was a bit like they.
I see.
The rumors of the new Star Wars were coming out with J.J. Abrams at the time. Okay. He was on the show, and all of the people that Jimmy Kimmel had standing up in the audience were dressed as like Star Wars characters.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But they weren't supposed to ask about. Oh crap.
Oh Jesus.
Oh God. Okay.
Oh
we're Jesus. Okay.
Oh, there's okay. A
third and final one. It's just a small spill. It's
a
fine.
Spill.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's very small.
Let's not talk about it.
Third and final one here. This is Hulk Hogan, and something happened early on in his wrestling career. You're trying to figure out what he is talking about.
No, brother.
Okay? Here we go.
It's quite obvious that I needed to be taught a lesson, and so you know, the first day I went to Matsuda, he my. And
what did he with? Do you remember?
He sat between my legs with his back to me. He grabbed the front of my, he put his elbow in my, and as he pulled my back, he snapped my the bone in half here, whatever this bone is.
Oh wow!
So he basically just sat between my legs. If I'd have known what I was doing, I could have him from behind, but yeah. I didn't have a clue. He just sat between my legs and he took what he wanted. To my, it just snapped.
But you came again, right?
You're kidding.
Oh, boy.
You're kidding.
Oh, I'm so proud of that one. So Hulk Hogan talking about learning something early on in his career. Did he A, get his leg broken while training early on, B, get aroused while training at the beginning of his career, or C, have his pinky broken by a jealous wrestler?
Let's hear this one more time.
You bet.
It was quite obvious that I needed to be taught a lesson. And so, you know, the first day I went to Matsuda, he my and
what did he with? Do you remember?
He sat between my legs with his back to me. He grabbed the front of my, he put his elbow in my, and as he pulled my back, he snapped my, the bone in half here, whatever this bone is.
Oh, wow.
So he basically just sat between my legs. If I'd have known what I was doing, I could have him from behind, but yeah. I didn't have a clue. He just sat between my legs and he took what he wanted and my, it just snapped.
But you came again, right?
Oh, I
three
think,
for three here, guys, if you get this one
I
correct.
I think he broke his leg.
Will you give me the options again?
He got his leg broken while training early on. He got aroused while training at the beginning of his career. Or he had his pinky broken by a jealous wrestler.
Mahoney, I'm going with you.
Thank you. You're
leading the way.
I think Hogan broke his leg.
Broken leg.
Three for three, guys. Well done.
But what they don't say, he was also aroused when it happened.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So Audrey had a really interesting question earlier because, I mean, you're at that point in life where I feel like, you know, now that you're 30 years old, you're certainly not like a kid anymore, but you still have some people around you that do things that remind me a lot of like my college years, even though there's like a gap, obviously, between the college years and by the time you're 30. But what happened?
Okay, so, and I agree with that, Dave. It's just one of those things, though, where whenever you're in your 20s, you're still in limbo of becoming an adult or not an adult. Like, mm-hmm. A lot of people who I know don't have kids still. A lot of people I know are still kind of like single life living. But to answer your question, there was a girl the other day who asked me for a ride. And the reason why I wanted to bring this up was, how long do you have to know someone before it's acceptable to ask for rides places? Because I've known this person, I've worked out with them like twice, and she needed a ride somewhere.
Do you know her middle name?
I don't even think I know her first name.
Okay. So that's where I was going with this.
I mean, if you were going to share an Uber, that's something different, I think.
Right.
Or if you're saying, I'm going that way, and they live like a block from you.
I was dropping her back off to her car. Like, she had to drop it off for like maintenance or whatever.
How far out of the way was it for you?
Not at all.
I still want to ask somebody. I would Uber to myself.
I don't even ask my wife for a ride to the airport.
I wouldn't either. I don't like my wife to even have to come pick me up from the airport because it's an inconvenience. Well, even though I don't mind doing it.
I'm both ways. I'll just tell you right now, I'm selfish. I don't like picking people up from the airport either.
I'm a good airport picker-upper.
You are a good airport picker-upper.
I'll swoop in.
He swoops in. But see, I don't have that science down like you. I end up like having to circle eight times, and I'm not great at it. Not great.
I live.
Do a short-term parking.
Oh, no, that's a...
It's free.
Nah, but that's a disaster. Don't do that.
But it's better than having to circle around 10 times.
I got the circling down.
They yell at you.
Not me.
Not Mahoney. He is no circle jerk. He knows what he's doing.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I think it's asking for... Man.
That's so bold. Like, I'm almost jealous of people that have that much confidence to just be like, hey, random person that I barely know, do you mind giving me a ride?
Like, don't know you at all. Like, again, I think she added me on Instagram, like, right afterwards. And super sweet, very cute girl. But I was just, like, I feel like I'm in the same camp where it's, like, I don't ask for anything like that. Like, I will Uber myself to and from anywhere. And like I said, I might have even walked. It was so close.
So that's not, because that was an interesting point that you just said there.
Was she super drunk?
Super sweet.
No, we had just gotten finished with the workout.
Super sweet and super cute. But, I mean, you're also super sweet and super cute. That's not just like a super sweet, super cute girl thing where you can ask for almost anything from anyone and they'll just give it to you.
And for clarification, it didn't bother me to give her a ride. Like, it was not a big issue at all.
You were just surprised that she asked.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when she asked, I was just like, of course, like, no big deal. You're going the same way. Like, I've got an appointment right after this. No biggie. And it wasn't a big deal. I was just startled that she felt comfortable enough to, like, ask me that. Or maybe she didn't feel comfortable enough and it was just... Like, well, it's just not in my nature to do it, so I was just alarmed.
I would never do that.
And it is in my nature to do that. Like, I would. I'm the type of person, when my girlfriends come into town, like, I'm bringing you Taco Bell as you get into my car after picking you up from the airport. So, like, that is never a big thing for me. I just don't get what it is in someone to ask for favors like that.
So, Mahoney and I have a couple of friends, right, where they'll still, at this point in life, you know, 40, 45 years old, ask people for rides to the airport. And I just don't understand it because I'm like, you make $150,000 a year. I know how much you make. Why are you asking for a free ride to the airport? Like, you can afford.
It's $15 max.
It's $15 or just drive and park. Even if you valet, maybe it's going to be $50 for your whole trip. Like,
I want my. So the only exception for me for the airport to drive to. And I'm curious what you guys think about this, is if you have somebody who is staying with you who you drive to the airport, then. Like, if they're staying at your house.
Sure.
Then yeah. I've done that in the past where I've dropped friends off who were staying at
but
my
that's
house.
That's kind of a nice send off, right?
Yeah, like it's you also drive some them. Last. Yeah, well, you, I also I, for me,
you like to chat and drive.
Yeah, yep. you know, I always like the nice little airport hug at, you know, as you're leaving. Your friends are leaving. Or
okay,
your dad's
so maybe we should soften up because maybe other people think about this, like think about that towards us too. We just don't have.
There's no
the,
hug when you pick somebody up from the airport, though.
Oh yeah, there is. I'm sure getting out. Is. I'm climbing
what?
Out.
No nah, man, I'm popping that trunk. You better throw that. Carry on in the trunk and jump in here before the airport.
But then it's
going to
be that,
police start
gonna
yelling.
Be that weird like hug thing whenever the person gets in the car and you're
side hug.
Yeah, and then you're strapped
you
in with your seatbelt.
That
that's a good hugging point.
Oh, I love the hello
hugging.
Hug.
Not on greeting, on only on departing. For me,
no,
that's how. That's
hugs.
My that's my hug rule.
Depends who it is.
Just hug. Everybody just hug.
Nah. See, yeah. Then you get creepy huggers. Nah, man.
Should we all hug now?
No,
Mahoney's a creepy hugger.
I'm not.
You
a
ever
creepy
hug Mahoney?
Hugger.
He's a side hug.
He'll put his ding-a-ling right on. Unless he does a side hug.
Mahoney is a side hug.
If he does a front hug, which he likes to do to me.
I've never
wiener to wiener every time.
I've never front hugged you.
Are you guys wiener to wiener
ever? And I've known you for 20 years.
Every time.
You've given me a side hug before, Mahoney?
No, I said front hug.
Oh no, never.
I'm not a front hugger.
Yeah, because if he does, you know what happens.
Well, no, he's only does that with you. Only the front hug is for you.
It's like
reserved
for you. Cruise ships kissing.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Mahoney, you've been in a lot of weird situations over the years that involve chicken nuggets, but the one that always seems to come to mind is when you were propositioned by a hooker outside of the Rock and Roll McDonald's in downtown Chicago, and she said, I will trade you a sexual favor for some nuggets, and you said no.
Damn straight I said no, Dave. That's my 20-piece.
She didn't even ask for all the nuggets. She just wanted some of the nuggets.
I can't be going back to the hotel room where, you know, Ian was waiting for me, expecting me to bring back some beautiful chicken nuggets and come back with, like, three nuggets missing.
It's called a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, police say a South Florida man robbed a stranger at gunpoint after he declined to buy him some chicken nuggets. Is that a Wendy's, which, in my opinion, best nugs out of all the fast foods?
Except for the Wendy's right next to the radio station.
That one sucks. That can just burn in hell.
The literal worst Wendy's in America.
Their chicken nuggets aren't bad. It's the service that's bad that makes the chicken nuggets bad.
Well,
you know what I mean?
No. Totally Wendy's bad. Chicken nuggets, when done right in the fryer, top tier.
Yep, best.
I will say this, though. Anybody USA approaches me, I'm at any place that sells chicken nuggets, and they ask me to buy them chicken nuggets, I'm going to become the Jesus of chicken nuggets.
You're
going to
buy him like
you're
the 50 piece?
Nuggets?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
So this guy may have gotten a tingly sense that this guy was up to no good, though. John Earl Taylor, which sounds like a serial killer, approached this guy, the victim's vehicle, as he was getting out of it and said, hey, can you buy me some nugs? And he said, I only have enough money to get my own nugs. And he went in,
might have been
got
the
his
truth.
Nugs, came out, and he had a gun out. And he said, all right, give me your nugs and your gold chain and your car keys. And he took off with all of it.
Why do serial killers always have three names?
I don't know.
Because we in the media always describe them in three names.
But that's they why. Always have, but like.
Everybody has, I mean, not everybody, but the vast majority of us have three names.
John Dwayne Gacy, though, that like, it like, that sounds like a serial killer name.
Yeah.
Because you don't refer to people by their middle name traditionally unless they are a serial killer. So it's
unless they're in big trouble. Whether it's your mom or the law, the middle name comes out.
Think of your Christian name. Do you feel like you have a serial killer name?
Yes.
On your birth certificate name. You feel like your birth certificate
any
name
of us,
is...
like David McGregor Farah sounds like a murderer if you said he just murdered 18 people.
I don't think so. It sounds like more somebody who would probably like just like be like on a drunken stupor in Scotland or something.
Yeah, I mean, because it's a Scottish name. But if you go David McGregor Farah...
Ooh, yeah. Honestly, that sounds very true crime.
Yes.
Jason Ronald Mahoney.
Ronald.
You just revealed your middle name for the first time ever in the history of the
that's
show.
That's why I was trying to be elusive.
Ronald, yeah.
I mean, I've said my middle name. Like, I mean, it's been a couple years.
Jason Ronald Mahoney has been accused of a crime like we've never seen before.
Yeah, sounds like I let some guy do butt stuff to me for chicken nuggets.
Hold on. What's your middle name?
Lee.
Lee.
Audrey Lee Drake.
No, that sounds cute. You can't do that one.
Can't do that one?
That doesn't sound
Audrey,
scary.
Audrey Lee. She just sounds like a hillbilly who's smoking like Marlboro Reds.
Audrey
who got
Lee
busted
Drake.
For a DUI.
No, I sound like a person who did like meth out of a Mountain Dew 2-liter.
Are you cooking meth in a Walmart bathroom? Because I'll smoke that meth with you. Jason Ronald will.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Audrey said her sexual awakening was Leo in Titanic. Well, mine was Helen Hunt in Twister. That white tank top? Iconic.
Message deleted.
I mean, yeah, I think I'm remembering this correctly. Without a brassiere, is that correct? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was 1996. Yeah. So actually, a little bit before that, but that was Sauce 15.
Sexual Awakening had already happened, but that was definitely like an oh my.
That was
yours. Was Rosie O'Donnell, right?
I mean, Exit to Eden, I believe, or East of Eden.
I'm pretty sure that was also
BDSM
mine.
Rosie O'Donnell. I was into that.
I remember seeing that scene because I think I had a TV in my room at age like 6 or 7, and I remember accidentally, like, my parents were watching something and I was like, I want to watch that. So they were like, here's the channel, go to your room, it's your bedtime. So I went to go put on what I thought was a channel, and that movie was on, and she was spanking somebody with a
It was Dan Aykroyd, I believe.
Was that?
Yeah.
I just remember that scene very vividly.
Stacy said sexual awakening for her was Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing. Yeah. Kyle said Cameron Diaz in The Mask. I think all of us were like, there was a new awakening that happened with Cameron Diaz. You're just like, dang.
She was just like a role model. Like, she is like the epitome of sex appeal in that movie. Like, curves, sexy, the whole thing. But Leonardo DiCaprio was like the sweet summer boy.
See, I was more like Jennifer, like when I was slightly older, like Jennifer Love Hewitt was like my teenage crush.
I mean, all the I Know What You Did Last Summer series, just so hot.
Dude, can't hardly wait.
Oh, yeah.
Was like all you wanted to do when, you know, because I was like 17 when that came out. I was like, go to a party like that.
So,
and I never got invited.
I thought you were
going to
say getting in a sandwich with Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr.
I mean,
to see what happens.
I mean, it's probably Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah, for sure.
Can you guys think of who you all idolized as like a young dude? Because like I could just said that Cameron Diaz was like the sex appeal. Like, she was iconic. Like, and I remember looking up to that and being like, wow, was there
like
a guy?
What guy did we want to be like?
Yeah.
Ted McGinley in Revenge of the Nerds.
That's what you go with?
That's what sure. He was the handsome jock. Or you go with William Zabka from Karate Kid. Handsome, blonde, athletic.
He was the bad guy.
Yeah.
You wanted to be the bad guy?
Yeah, they were always rich and cool.
The villains are always the best characters.
And we all know in real life, they always end up winning. That's why it's a movie in fiction.
Yep.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So, Dave Mahoney, Audrey, question for you. And I'm about to show sort of my age. If you could exist in any of these sci-fi universes, which one would you choose to exist in?
Message deleted.
Not Star Wars.
No, we kind of talked about it earlier. Season 1 of Westworld. For sure.
Oh, my gosh. Just because you're so horny all the time.
What do you want from me? They're hot robots.
You
want
to go Star Trek? I think I go Star Trek because they don't ever show it, but you know they have the holographic chamber where they can change anything. You know there's sex going on in there. You're banging holograms.
But wasn't there only like one woman on the whole ship?
No, there was plenty of women. Like, Dave, Star Trek was very diverse.
I'm just trying to remember the cast, and all I can remember is...
Dude, Deanna Troi from Star Trek The Next Generation, speaking of things that, like, were the awakening, her in that one-piece bodysuit, you're like, damn! What's going on here? And, I mean, dude, you know Patrick Stewart still...
Oh, yeah,
Patrick Stewart. Dude, I mean, like, as far as, like, guys, again, if you were a dude just who's going bald, just do it, like, at 30, and you'll look the same age
forever.
For 50 years. Yeah. I mean, Patrick Stewart looks amazing. And now I get like I'm watching it back as like an older person. You know, there was nothing like sexual about Star Trek really to me.
But now you have a thing for Patrick Stewart.
Dude, but if you go back and you watch like him and William Riker.
So in command of that ship.
Dude, Patrick Stewart definitely banged in the 80s and 90s.
I get why you want to be in Westworld season 1.
Yeah.
Everything always comes back to sex.
Well, yeah, that's what we're all wired for.
Yeah, what do you want?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, this is Mike down here in Louisiana. That's your boat situation. Needless to say, we always had them growing up. And one of the things my father would always say was, remember, it's a learning entity. The boat is going to teach you something every single time. Just a heads up, guy.
Message deleted.
I appreciate that. No, I mean, we had a learning experience on the boat this past weekend. We saw another boat next to us explode. So that was a first.
And, you know, that's a very real thing if you have, like, an onboard engine, apparently. I didn't know that, but now...
Inboard.
Yeah. But that's something you will never forget to do, ever.
You turn the blowers on.
Otherwise, it blows up, and then you get a pretty cool video on Instagram, at Dave Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Boy, is this quite the story. A Florida pastor has been accused of doing something at a Starbucks that he... shouldn't have been doing while sitting by himself on the patio.
Well, see, was he using the free Wi-Fi?
Was he drinking Dunkin' Donuts?
It's neither of those things. Let's keep guessing, though. So the coffee shop is about 23 miles south of Orlando, which is a very specific amount of miles. So thank you for that, writer of this story. The suspect is a pastor who, quote, teaches online ministry classes. And the problem with the patio is that it's not in any way secluded. It is very much...
open to the public.
Open to the public, but then there's also a large glass pane window that looks directly out onto the patio. And detectives with the SVU unit actually had to show up after it was revealed that the suspect had previously had similar charges against him at the same location.
Olivia Benson came on the scene? Dick Wolf wrote this story right here.
You're getting closer there. So the patio tables sit directly outside of the shop's glass plate facade and are in full view of the patrons and the staff. And the deputies had to show up and charge this pastor with exposure of his junk because he was sitting on the patio multiple times going to town on himself in the middle of
the day. This is why I like my coffee black. We don't need any half and half in there.
See, this is just a simple mistake. They thought he ordered a cappuccino. It was really a fappuccino.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. By the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.